Begin the Quran daf mesech this condition of lam involved. Begin the basic and taste master. Begin with the words of the Gemara, which some say is continued from the previous Rebbe Maschal Lamed Al. Chutz mincha saita, except for the flower offering the saita, the nezira, neshi hein menifas, because there they do the tenufa. So those are the exceptions, as we said in the Mishnah. This is the words from the Mishnah that is applicable by nashim. So it says, but typically, the reason why it's not in this Dimnasal, it's really part of the first half, that we said that the other avodah is not applicable by Nashim. So that's really what the question is. Typically, the Chalani ain't in Kesheyos B'Nashim, all the other ones not valid by women, because they lack in the crown of garments. The Gemara says, even Kahanim, full-fledged, male Kahanim, when they're not wearing their crown of garments, they don't have the crown on them. So that itself should be invalidation, because they're women. Mishlam says what he says. The Ma'ariv Shlomo says, "Well, it's talking about that they're wearing the kind of garments." Or in Mishlam, another approach you could say is, "Keep Mishlam stop big dekuna, since they actually were not commanded to make dekuna, lav mechaz begadim. You can only be considered lacking garment if you have that commandment. If you're not, it actually does not have that soul." The next says, "Master, begin with the Gemara." Well, wait a second. Which hazar are you talking about? The women are not valid for. E the parah said the Gemara lazik sibat says a lazik. So, Rashi explains, this is meaning, I feel a coin hedge is possible, even a regular coin is possible, because you cannot show women, and they can't be talking about that. So, it's a wonder, because honey, that makes sense according to one who learns, that even for all future generations, yeah, you need to have a coin gadol. The Bach explains exactly what it means. But Al Kapanim, it's to me the laws, like someone tells us, it's a pork shop. It makes sense that, yeah, even the regular coin hedge is not valid. And for sure not women. But madam, according to one who says, "Bekoin hedyed, mabin ledor," is actually that was only in that generation. But all three generations, a regular coin is valid. So question: my parah chachav gemar. What's the gemar asking? But hitam shemachi itzruch hachal muti nashim. Maybe that's why we need to exclude women. Should avoid mutechas bekoin hedyed ledor. And it's not specific a lawsuit. So it says there's something which exists. This is what the gemar is saying. It's a chasam lebui coin hedyed. In fact, we had to include a coin hedyed. But chalal gabin nashim. The inference is obviously that regarding women, particularly the time is obviously the time that the inner body ksheir ben that the body is not kosher ben. And simply explain with the next part of the Gemara that Kain Mashiach Sibba, that from the fact that you have to include, obviously women are not counted. From the next says Master, begin with the words the Gemara Eid upon them, and if it's talking about the Avoida of the Pareches and Tvechazav, then Kain Mashiach Sibba. It says over there the Kain Gadol. So for sure not women. Pishbukhan Rashi explains. In other words, Hazoyz, Aparechiz, Mizbeh, Chazav, we're talking about the spring on the curtain and the golden altar, Murgman, Parakoin, Mashiach, or Parahel, and David Shalzibur, when the Kohen Gadol makes an error, or the Bezdin makes an error, and then the Tzibur follows on that, that can't be either that specific Kohen Gadol. Now, Nil Aram, Pirs Aram, the Avogad, the Parahel, and Dover, even though the Par, when the Bezdin makes an erroneous ruling and the Tzibur follows that, Marbin Hassan, the Gemara includes, it's Teres Kohen, Pashavik, includes, Nebedasik Sheira, a fellow Kohen Hedge, what do you mean, the Avedis Kohen Hedge, and this is really what the previous text was alluding to, from the last words. Mabin le min hey da coin Mashiach. From the extra hey, we include a regular coin hedge. So what it means is not only a coin Mashiach. Yeah, for lahach, even somebody there is a kra, but a bui coin hedge is a kashba. In fact, we need a possibility to include a regular coin. There's kashba, cloud, the pshikla, tan. Obviously, there's obviously a tana, the notion of kashba, that women are not kashba again, like he said in the previous tesis. From the previous of idapara, laws of kashba. Next says, "Not to begin with the words the Gemara Ma Ben Zayin, if regarding an animal carbon shalei kavalei kain l'shchitasai, that it was not established that you have to have a kain for slaughtering kavalei kain l'asa asai, a kain has to do with the spraying. So benayiv, so regarding a bird carbon shalei kavalei kain l'chulu, that the kain has to do malika for sure, he has to do the asa. And again, so you see that women would be excluded from that too. Next says, so Taisa said, I'm going to say, wait a second, ikal mechvi, you could ask, how is that a kavachemel? Ma Ben Zayin, yeah, we find by sheep shalei kavalei kli." That there's a vessel that you spray with, therefore you have to have a coin for the spraying. A benayif, but regarding a bird, you don't have to have a vessel when you're spraying. The coin himself sprays it with his own finger, so labi in the coin. So maybe you don't have to have a coin because it's not as chamer because it doesn't require a vessel. The Gemara asks similarly in Daf Memches and Bezin Zvachim, Dosim Boil Mel, my Kabachemer. If you want to learn from this Kabachemer, the Hacha over here, that this Kabachemer, the Ben Oif, Torin Shechid B'tzafin, that a bird coming to require slaughtering in the north, Ilav Hai Perchim, not for this Perchim, that the Gemara, but this is no, you can't compare because there requires a clean, here none. So how are we learning out this Kabachemer over here regarding requiring a coin? There's something that you can say is no, the Perchazud, the Torin Kli, this flaw in the in the Kal V'Chomer that requires a vessel, Havapicha Koldu is a very insignificant flaw of a question. You could say, that's not a chumra kli, to the contrary. It's stronger when it's the kohen himself doing it more than the vessel. Again, if that's the case, the hasam over the bill made by high kabbalah and this that the gemara wants to learn from that kabbalah depend life teish chadas with tzav and that the burnt carbon should have to be slaughtered in the north. Have the mill said David the bill last suit tzav and it's a big chiddush to want to have to require north. The in and noig b'chol zvachem. That's not something that applies by all kabbalas. Again, yeshvalim with the tzav and depend life with pirkal kodu. Yes, so it's enough of a logic to exclude from the halach of the north a burnt carbon with any insignificant flaw on the kabbalah. Regarding a kohen which is required by all kabbanis, it's not a big chiddush l'rabui ben knife to include the bird carbon. So you can't exclude it with just this minor flaw of the kli, as we explained. Another part you could say is the hacha of dini kabbalchem hachi. Here the kabbalchem is as follows. It's not the same thing as the gemara over there. Here the kabbalchem is ma ben zayin if an animal carbon chain the twine carbon b'tchila does not require kohen in the beginning because shadid chid b'zag sheira the slaughtering is valid by a non kohen twine kohen b'saiv. Requires a coin at the end. For the receiving of blood and transporting blood and spraying of the blood. So, but now if a bird comes to join coin, it requires a coin in the beginning. In addition, join coin is not a kabbalah, requires a coin at the end. Because in all places, join coin is a mitzvah. You see, at the end requires more than the beginning. The carbon of the because the primary avoid the carbon is at the end when you spray the blood. Say the kabbalah is really from the oif itself. And this kabbalah itself, from its end to its beginning, there's not going to be any pircha. And from its beginning to the end, where if you require a kohen in the beginning by the malika, for sure you require by the hazal. The next test master begins with the gemara machnas kohen yodu tachas abaylam umeinav. So the way it works is that the kohen is the baylam. It's both the kohen puts his hand beneath the hand of the owners and they do the tnuva together. So the time we begin to say, it says, take a second look. It says baba v'chatzitza, but it's going to be interposition. The chalem amrim menachas the gemara says menachas abtzavi dalam menalav ancient of bechayvrin can't do waving. When it's connected, pirish, in other words, b'shutfim, with partners. Because eich lebe, how should you do this? Linfim, how do linfim? If you say one should do the tnuva, then another one does after that. Klemer, in other words, that tashutfim, zeach, zeh, yenifa, that the partner should do tnuva one after the other? No, it can't be, because chadit tnuva, rachon, l'shtei tnufas. It says only one in the singular waving, you don't do two waves. And v'imen achad ben ashutfim, yodit tachas, yodit tachabre, and if one partner puts his hand beneath the hand of the other one, im ken have a chatzitza. The guy's hand that's on top is going to be in between the one on the bottom. So Amad of a Kai Gavin Achav Chatzitza. It's even the Gemara's question over there that it is considered Chatzitza. How do you have the kind underneath the hand of the Baal? Yeshem Tesibit says the Loidam. It's not comparable because the Hachol be here. I knew time of the Loidam of Chatzitza. But Kai Gavin here does not consider Chatzitza in such a case. The Vidrik says a Kosim because the Torah is telling us to be in Koin and Baal. You have to have the Koin and the owners. So it's not considered Chatzitza. But Hachol over there, Gabashnei Shutman. When you have two partners, Choshem Kai Gavin Chatzitza. That would be considered interposition. If one puts his hand beneath the other one, the fish and exists. It's not a Torah decree that both should do the tnuva. Another approach that you could say is the Hachanami Loi Maidi. Here also, it's not talking about Chakoyim Manichas Yodit Tachas Yad Abayim Mamash. You're right. The kohen can't put his hand literally beneath the hand of the owner. So the b'kai kavna have a chatzitza. You're right. Like the Gemara says over there, it would be chatzitza. The chatzin lemur means to say she'oiches akli lemata. He holds the vessel on the bottom. The abayim achis lemal and the owners are holding up on the top. Vessel like a chatzitza klal. And here then, so there's no chatzitza at all. The chalamash kechem by gabim b'kum. We find the same thing by the first fruits. Chakoyim ha'yoiches b'svasa. The kohen would hold on to the edge, claim another b'svasa akli lemala on the edge of the vessel on the top. Abayim lemata and the owner would hold on the bottom. Here by the flower, if it's the opposite, the hand of the owners are on the top, and the hand of the coin is on the bottom. It says not to begin with the words of the Mishnah, called mitzvah, tliba, or the chulu, all mitzvah depend on the land, are only in Eretz Yisrael, the chulu, etc., chutzim, the oil of a climb, except for the fruits of the first 3 years, and the forbidden mixtures of different fruits, which are forbidden even in chutzlars. Yerushalmi Parch, the Yerushalmi asks, Amaylo Tani Lachala, why does not the Tana mention also Chala, which is what you have to separate when you're making a certain amount of dough to give it to the Kayin, that this is also something that would apply not just in Eretz Yisrael. Mishalmi, the Yerushalmi answers, Lefisha in Bisa Shalavi Kachav, no, because it's not, there's no Halach of Chala of a non-Jew, and a non-Jew makes dough. But like Megham Masin, the mission is only told by the Dorm and Noigam Yisrael, but the Kachav, it's only told by things that apply by Jews and by non-Jews. So it's a question, it's difficult. My Leparach Nami, Hossam, why doesn't Yishami also ask about the Amalatani Chuma Maisa? Why don't you mention also Chuma and Maisa, the Parach Machala, like Yasm Chala? Vainam, don't see the Vishayin on the Rabban, because they're only rabbinically out of Eretz Yisrael. Tatru the Chala Nami, and the Bechot Slaisam Rabban. Chala is also only rabbinically obligated out of Eretz Yisrael. That's a Lachi Boya and Amalatani Chala, and still Yishami asks, why don't you say Chala is an exception to the rule that applies also, even though something from agriculture, it also applies on Chot Slaisam. Yishami does not answer, oh, because it's rabbinic. So for someone, he says, "Lahachi boy mechala." The reason why the Shami asks mechala is like Yeshagaz lachal b'chamak, because the rabbis actually decreed that chala is a halacha applies in all places, no matter where in the world you are. They did not decree on places that are far from Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, even the Chutz Laaretz, but only cities that are near Eretz Yisrael. Why did they make the decree on Chala in all places more than Truma Maisa? Because really Chala is very similar to an obligation on the person's body, which applies in all places. It's only things that are Chagas Aretz is only Eretz Yisrael. Why is Chala, which comes from flour, which is from the wheat, from the ground, is considered chayav zakov. Sharechiv ba, they giggle isav. Shalom isa. Really, it comes to the person who's kneading the dough, who he's making it. It's something in the gavra, in the person. It makes sense. It'd be in all places, even no matter where chutz is. But truma isa, inim tolas el mishayish lakarka. It only applies if someone has a piece of a property, a land. And if it's more similar to a land responsibility, which would therefore be only something that's near Eretz Yisrael. Or either some another person could say, the reason why the Yisham does not ask for Truma Maisa is because the time of Yisham. So then the Yisham that says, Rabbi Sinish of the Chutzlaretz, our teachers in the Chutzlaretz, are Mephrish and Truma Maisa, they used to separate Truma Maisa in Chutzlaretz, until the young ones came and stopped them. And they asked, who are these young ones? It's the interpreters of the later generations. And in Tom, you have to give a reason. Why did they stop them from separating Truma Maisa? Because now in Chutzlaretz, in Akkakash alone, really, the lands are not ours. It's all indebted to the king. We don't have really owned the land. It's owned by the government. But the nice thing, and we give like a tax to the king. Okay, if that's the case, Inlam Din Karka, it doesn't really have halacha as like your piece of property. And therefore, that's why they stopped them from separating Trumas Maisa and Chutzlaretz. Then it says, even Tamei begin to say, but it's all not Mishabot Zil Melech, and so it's also indebted to the king. So Zilach Mafresh and Trumas Maisa, and still they separate Trumas Maisa. There's somebody that says, they ain't king love the Gechav and Eretz Yisrael of Kimiyad Maisa. Although, yeah, the non-Jews rule Eretz Yisrael, but there's no acquisition halachically recognized for a non-Jew, and Eretz Yisrael to remove the obligation of Maisa. Now, from the Yisham Shabesi, and from the Yisham that I brought, Yish Lechich, you can prove something else. The Arla B'Klaim, Noigim Mishalav B'Kachav, the Yisham that we start off with, you can prove that Halach of Arla, the fruit of the first 3 years, that it's forbidden, and Klaim, when it's mixed with other things, it applies even by that of a non-Jew. And because, like we said, because we're saying that these things are only mentioned, and not Chala, only things that apply by Jews and non-Jews. And Arla and Klaim are included in our Mishnah. So Mashman Perik Ema Midin, so it sounds like in the Gemara, but deserve that Vlamahayim Abayz. The Gemara says, but their name I give you and say, the Kachab Masurim, why are the non-Jewish cheeses forbidden? So the Gemara says of them, they should be nice and Mishab Shalal, because they curdle it, they make it into cheese by putting in some of the sap from a Arla tree, a fruit tree in its first 3 years. Now, Mari Barla Shalab the Kachab. And obviously, it's talking about the Arla tree of a non-Jew, because the Dechuku limits, it's pushing it to say the Mayab Arla tree, so that they take the Jew's tree in the first 3 years and they use it when they make their cheeses. So it sounds like that Arla applies to that of a non-Jew's fruit tree. So this sounds like in the Gemara later on, the Vlamaches Mabez. The Kama Gemara says, Savak Arla b'chutz laretz, if you have a doubtful tree, if it's Arla in chutz laretz, Yorid b'lekeh, if you go then you can buy from it. L'vachle renu leke, as long as you don't see him harvesting from that tree. Obviously, talking about the arla of a non-Jewish tree, because the arla of Yisrael, if it's arla of Yisrael, it's forbidden for him to sell to the non-Jew, because the monetary value of arla is forbidden. So it must be the non-Jew is selling his own tree, and we see that it's a problem. But arla, the makasha is difficult because the min besef this rich hashanah on the testament of Bezalel in arla regarding arla, the halacha is brought up by the echad and the teir, whether someone's plants, or someone is grafting, or is supplanting, where he's taking a branch and sticking it either into the other tree or sticking it to the ground. The halacha is yes b'mishum arla, that new entity has a halacha of arla. Now, okay, if that's the case, how do we have benefit from the vineyard? The non-Jews are always grafting it every single year, which is the prohibition regarding the halacha of arla, because even though we don't know, for sure the grafting of all of them, which will graft the majority, and these are all arla because they're continuously making new grafts, and they're all in within the first 3 years. So even though these vineyards might have been around for years, they're always making new ones, and the majority is from the new ones. So he asked the workers of the lands, they said to him, they don't cut the branches from the tree. From Cain, if that's the case, so it's still, although it's a new branch in the ground or the new tree, but it's still nurturing from the old tree. And Yishami says in the first paragraph, Arla Hamavrich, someone is grafting this matri in the Zakena when it's still nurturing from the old tree, Patan Arla, it's actually exempt from Arla because it's still coming from the old one. The Mesipuk, which either means to say that it's stopped, or if it's a Safik, then Chayiv, then it'll be obligated. And Bruniker Hativ, is again, actually, it's very easily recognizable when it's nurturing from the old ones. And Ukshena and when it's not nurturing from the old ones, it's recognizable either way. Why? How could you recognize either way? Because Kshaz when the branches you're nurturing from the old tree, Alehan the branches tilt towards the other side. Whereas Ukshapaisik, when you cut it off, it's actually Alehan. So actually the leaves tilt towards the old tree. Someone like a mnemonic to recall this is the Haiman, the Ochel Mechaber, someone is consuming, eating from his friend, Bohis Lestakulubay is embarrassed to look at him. So therefore, if it's still nurturing, it's going to turn the other way. If it's not, actually will turn towards the old tree, so you can tell which one is nurturing, which one's not. Now, more of us, says Taisa Venir, it seemed, the Chodesh Noig Bezman Hazeh, the prohibition of the new grain, if it didn't pass yet, the Omer time, the 16th of Nisan, that it's forbidden even in today's times. Therefore, one has to be careful. If someone knows for sure that these barleys were planted after this, after the time when the army is usually sacrificed, after the 6th of Nisan, should not eat from it. Now, away from that, in less you don't have to make all barley forbidden. Keeping the river soyrim, because most barley ultimately is actually planted before the 6th of Nisan. It also sounds like the Chodesh Noig that the prohibition of the new grain is it applies even by that of a non-Jew. Because the Parach Allah, the Masnid Niknanik is asking the Mishnah that says of a Chodesh that also Chodesh, the Rebbe Lazar says, is also Aser. And they ask him, why don't you say Chala? The answer of the Mishnah Mishnah of Gechavim because that doesn't apply by a non-Jew. Okay, so Mashmah sounds the Chodesh Niknanik Masnid and Rebbe Lazar. Is does apply to non-Jews, so you see the Chadash would apply even by a non-Jew.